It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Do you have coffee in the morning? You don't do coffee in the morning.
I only have one if I'm here in the studio and we decide to get one.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't. Jimmy's a coffee guy.
Yeah, he's a real coffee guy. Isn't
yeah.
He?
He's got his AeroPress.
Coffee guy. Yeah.
He's got his AeroPress and he has like, I don't know, 5 a day or something, right? So it's pretty rare that I end up having one.
Okay. So he drinks enough coffee for the two of you.
Pretty much.
He might need to dial it back, but there is good news for people who drink 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day, right? So that's about where I'm at.
Oh, you do more, don't you?
I have one on the way to work.
Yeah.
Which is a pod one, which is wonderful for the environment, by the way.
Yeah.
And then I'll have like a Blend 43 that I'll sip on throughout the show.
Yes.
And occasionally I'll get the actual proper coffee when we have one.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Oh, when you go home, you don't re-coffee?
No, because it's too late in the day.
Too late.
If it's 11 a.m., it's too late in the day for me to have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day, survey says this morning, not just good for you, may even be the elixir to a longer life.
I love it when science fits our agenda.
Absolutely. An analysis of more than 382,000 people. That's
okay,
a lot.
That's a good,
By Melbourne cardiologists has found significantly lower risks of heart disease and early death among those with a daily coffee habit.
Right.
Results of the studies are so strong that researchers from the Alfred Hospital and Baker Heart Institute recommended to an international gathering of cardiologists.
Mm.
So these are experts talking to the other experts.
Okay.
Daily cups of coffee should form part of a healthy diet.
Imagine you're in the middle of that chat, right?
Yeah.
You find yourself in the middle of the two experts. Would you try and interject with conversation as well? Or would you just stand there and be nodding and going, yes.
Yeah.
I too like coffee.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Words.
Yeah. Words. Feelings. Yeah. Thoughts. Yes.
Yes. I do that often.
Yes, so I.
After analysing the daily habits of hundreds of thousands of coffee drinkers and abstainers over more than a decade, as well as all of their health outcomes, a professor said the benefits of a cup were apparent across the board. We found that in nearly 400,000 people, regular coffee drinkers have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease, coronary disease, heart failure, survival is improved, and the stroke risk is reduced. The sweet spot seems to be around 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day. So the message is that people shouldn't feel discouraged in their coffee habits, but rather consider it part of a healthy diet.
Right.
But that's 2 to 3. So after splitting up everyone based on the number of coffees they drink each day, from 0 to 6 or more cups, the researchers found having 2 to 3 cups a day was associated with the best results.
Okay.
6 cups a day, a little bit much, they
say. Yeah. See, it's really great how when they do that study, they're just like, hey, this is really good for heart stuff.
Yeah.
But in the case of insomnia, nervousness, restlessness, stomach upset, nausea, vomiting, increased heart and breathing rate and other side effects, I mean, that's something we just won't talk about.
Mm, absolutely. And also, I mean, it's you can spin the stats.
Yes.
And also, don't buy coffees and then try and buy a house. Go to the bank, they'll be like, what's all this?
Yeah.
Spending all this money on coffee?
No.
Rent forever with your takeaway coffees. You turd.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
There's been a major breakthrough in regards to the male contraceptive pill, right? So obviously for decades, a lot of contraception has been just left to the women.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know with me, I'm cool with it. I'm not going to fire up or anything right now.
Mm.
I don't know if you can see it. I'm trying to.
What's coming from your nostrils?
Keep it under wraps.
Is that smoke coming from your nostrils? Oh, it's coming from your ears as well.
So basically, scientists have been working on this pill for the men, okay?
Yeah.
And now they've found in animal trials, which is a sad side point, 99% effective this pill is in preventing pregnancy in mice. So they're like, good for the men.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this contraceptive pill, Tom,
is
that it's got no bad side effects.
Okay, see.
Okay, because the men.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I would be.
You can't have the side effects that the women have.
Hey.
Not at you, not directed at you.
Look, let's just take the women out of the equation because this is about men taking.
Well, that's what they did.
Contraceptives. This is about the possibility of men taking contraceptives.
Yeah.
Now, I would be concerned about what the tablets would do to my bits.
Yeah.
And any sort of ramifications.
Yeah.
So I'm not really on board with that.
Yeah.
What I would say is, even if the science says yes,
yeah,
do your own research.
Oh, of course.
As we've heard so much over the last 2 years, because what would people who spend their life dedicated to a sort of field of science know better than, you know, just random stuff you can find on the internet?
Yes, exactly. That is true. Although I did find this on the internet.
Okay.
And it seems to be from scientists, and it's an actual scientist blog here that I'm reading. You know those pesky side effects that women have to deal with in regards to the pill? Weight gain, depression, oh, and blood clots, right?
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been a worry with the male contraceptive pill.
Well, of course it's
so
a worry.
Didn't want to release it for the men because that's not, I mean, that's not cool. So now we've found one with nothing wrong with it.
Excellent.
Except for the fact that you have to remember to take a goddamn pill each and every day. And in that case, I'm not going to trust you. There is no way.
Wait, is this still the scientist talking?
No, this is me talking. There is no way that I would ever trust. No offence.
Yeah.
But actually offence. Guys typically can't even be like, can't even remember, oh, yeah, no, oh, I should get a pack of condoms or whatever.
Mm.
That's, okay, that's the only thing that you have to worry about in regards to contraception, unless you're getting a vasectomy, right?
Mm.
And that doesn't protect you against STIs, but we're not going to get into that, right?
Okay.
If you want to protect yourself, you've got the condom. That's the only thing you need to do.
Mm.
We, on the other hand, have to have things implanted into us, things, hormone imbalances, weight loss, going a wee bit crazy on things, skin effing up, the whole kit and caboodle, just so that you don't have to remember to wrap it up. And you're telling me that guys get to remember to take a pill each and every day? That's a no from me. Keep the contraceptive pill and keep working on, you know, pitless watermelon or whatever.
Yeah.
Something that can be useful for all of us because I'm not trusting guys to take that. Finn.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
That might just be the last of the sunny, warm weather that we get before winter because it's going downhill start of next week.
No, the weather is just changing. Don't be like the news on TV, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news! Fog!
In Brisbane.
Stop it with the inflammatory language.
Sorry, I gotta
play a song. I'm the only one that has inflammation here and it's in my uterus.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
K-Rock 955, it's Tom and Loggy. I brought this to the table last week in what was supposed to be a safe space and I had the people of Geelong get behind me and say, yes, Tom, you go.
Yeah, you're not being boo.
I'm not being unreasonable.
Yeah, right. But the thing is, you 7 years ago brought yourself on a whim a One Direction USB.
It was brilliant. It was just meant to be. It was Office Works. I needed a USB. Ran in there and I was like, I could get this boring plain one for $20 or these $5 ones going out. I think they're 8 gig. USB and their One Direction ones right in the tub, right at the register. I don't even have to go looking. It's meant to be.
Okay, all right. And the thing is, then 5 years ago, you sent up your wedding video to your brother-in-law and sister-in-law up in Brizzy.
Yeah.
Turns out they've still got that USB. They didn't realise that you were still waiting for it 5 years later to be returned to you. So I organised your brother-in-law to have a chat with us during the week and he joins us again. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Loggy, how you going?
Look, I'm good. And how are you feeling? Because how does it feel to know that Tom's been, well, basically speaking crap about you and the fact that you haven't returned his USB?
Yeah, look, I've got a range of emotions. Initially, I was really shocked when you guys first called because I've seen Tom and spent many a beers with him since 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's never brought this up. So, like, I never knew he wanted it. So, mate, I'm all on board, Loggy, with what you want to do. So
okay.
I've even got an array of things that can help us with this challenge.
Okay. Well, the challenge that it is, we decided instead of you just giving him the USB back, let's make it fun for everyone. We'll do the One Direction USB perfection detection game.
Great.
I don't think it's so great, to be honest.
One USB
look, mate,
up for grabs.
What comes around goes around.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, fine. Now, so the reason I know, so I, to be honest, I had kind of written it off. I had emotionally detached from the One Direction USB stick and just, you know, let it go into my kind of, it's part of my story, you know, part of what my life has been to this point. Then I came up there in to Brisbane in January with the family, and I noticed that you guys are still using it, and that's what brought it back into the forefront of my consciousness.
Right, right, yes.
And I realised I did want it back. And
but instead of having an adult conversation with you, Brad, he then brought it to his radio show. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and that's what's annoyed me.
Well, okay, so
it flips now the emotions.
So what are you guys using it for? Just so everybody knows.
Oh, I'm not even going to tell you, mate. I don't even want to use it. We might not even be using it. This is the Thorn principle now. No.
You've angered him, and I love it.
It's the wife's uni stuff.
Right.
So I've got all the education and all that sort of stuff on it at the moment.
So she's studying. All her assignments and stuff are on the USB. So you've got it.
I will say, though, I have backed it all up just in case we need to do anything serious.
Right. Okay. So
I've put it on another on the computer. Mm. So if we need to do something silly with the USB, we can.
Okay. We've got 5 questions. One USB up for grabs. A one-of-a-kind USB could be yours, Tom. Mm. You could get it back, but you have to answer all 5 questions correctly. Brad, you've got a hammer and a wrench. I love that you've come with multiple weapons. We're going to take
also
a break.
A brick as well, if we need it.
Okay, good. We're going to take a break. You've still got this little break to study up, mate.
Okay.
Because up next, we're going to play the One Direction USB Perfection Detection Game.
Okay, let's take a break while I cram 1D. And we'll come back and I'm going to get it back.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
We're One Direction.
That's what makes it beautiful.
I said, can you give it back to me?
K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
You've got that one.
5 questions to win that one thing. A one-of-a-kind USB up for grabs. It's the One Direction USB Perfection Detection Game now.
What are the rules of this game? It's a quiz about One Direction, is it?
Okay, it is. So it is, well, it's called the One Direction USB Perfection Detection Game. Okay, so anything could happen. The title says it all, but it's how you interpret the title, Tom. Now, there's 5 questions.
Mm.
What Brad has been instructed to do. Each question that you get wrong, he hits the USB. However, the first question, it's a little tap. Second question, oh, it's a bit harder. The 5th question, if that's the one you get wrong, it goes through the table.
No, that's not fair.
Yes, it is.
That's not fair. What if it's the only one I get wrong?
No, that's the name of the game. Got to make it interesting, mate.
All right. Can we start at the 5th question and work our way back?
No,
can that be the easy one?
No.
So the questions are going to get harder as we go.
The questions get harder.
This sucks.
The hits get harder. Are you ready?
No, I'm not, but let's do it anyway.
Okay, here we go. Question number 1. Name one One Direction song.
What makes you beautiful?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. All right.
Brad.
You stay away from that USB, Brad.
No, I've got it. Okay. I'll put the hammer down.
Okay. Okay, good. Question number 2 comes with an extra force. Brad is ready with a hammer, wrench, or brick. It's up to you. Okay. I'd probably go wrench, maybe. Question number two.
Just so you know, Brad's just got back from the gym, so hopefully, hopefully his arms are a little bit sore. Was it arms day today? Buys and tries.
Buys. No, mate, it's legs. It's all good. My calves are sore.
Okay,
don't
here
lie.
We go.
You never do leg day.
Don't anger him. All right, here we go. Question number 2. Which member of the band came up with the name One Direction?
Oh. Well, that's, I don't know that. It's a 1 in 5 chance.
You got a 1 in 5 chance.
Okay, well, let's talk it out. Who's the brains of the operation?
I can't give you any help. We tried to get you a phone a friend. No one wanted to play.
No one wanted to be my One Direction expert to be able to call. Who came up with I thought it was
I can give you a clue.
Okay, please, give me a clue.
It was actually a member of the band. It was not Simon Cowell.
Oh, I already know that because he just told me. Yeah. Oh, look, he's on the telly right now. I'm going to say Harry Styles because the universe is telling me.
Okay, your answer is Harry Styles?
Yeah.
That is correct, Tom.
Oh, my God!
Okay. He's actually on the telly right now. It's like he came from heaven. Harry Styles came down and said, Tom, it was me.
Okay.
Wow.
Here we go. Your USB is safe. Can you confirm the USB is safe, Brad?
Yeah, mate, it's an outside.
Okay.
Did you know that, Brad?
I think that was a pretty easy one. Like, there's only one dude everyone knows. Oh.
Okay. So. Question three gets a little bit harder in the One Direction USB perfection detection game. The hits will also get harder if you get this one wrong, Tom. Come on!
Okay.
What does the U, the S, or the B stand for in USB? It is the One Direction USB perfection detection game.
I thought these were
game.
One Direction questions. okay, so USB. Is the U universal?
Damn, Brad, he keeps getting him correct. Oh, that is correct!
What does the S and B stand for?
You're an SB. It's a serial bus.
Is
universal
it really?
Serial bus.
Oh, Brad, hit yourself with the hammer.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, mate.
Glad you're not my phone a friend.
I know.
We thought about making you the phone a friend, but we thought, no, that's a conflict of interest.
Okay. Oh, my God, Brad, I wanted him to get this wrong so bad.
So three from three so far.
Yes.
Four and five are the hardest hits,
Hardest hits.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to quickly get to a song, and we'll come back on the other side, finish this quiz, and hopefully return my USB to me safely.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock.
It's the One Direction USB perfection detection game now.
Are you a true One Direction fan,
no!
Tom?
No!
Here we go. In 2013, they released a documentary. What was it called?
Is it?
Don't you dare.
The Story of My Life?
That's incorrect, Tom.
Oh, no!
No, Brad!
What is it? Wait, what is it?
Okay.
No, what was the doco called first?
Hang on. The doco was called One Direction, This Is Us.
Oh, so close.
So close. But Brad, you know what that means. 4 grams of force.
What are you hitting with? What are you hitting with? Is it the wrench?
The hammer.
The hammer?
Hammer. Okay. Go for it.
The hammer.
Oh, that didn't sound good. It didn't sound good. Is it any damage? Any cracked?
To be honest, I opened it up so that I didn't actually damage the main part. So it's just the shell. So I just smacked their face.
Oh, that's the bigger One Direction.
You can still use it for storage.
That's
not storage, whatever the real word is.
So,
is that all you care about?
No, it's because it's like, what do I care more about? The fact that it can store, like that it is actually a working USB, or the fact that it's a One Direction USB But what would I do with it if it doesn't work? Like,
you'd have it as a keepsake.
It's still functional, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure you could bend their face back in.
Oh, so it is physically dead. Great.
Okay, no, that's okay.
Mate, it's pretty bad.
Okay. All right. Well, this question depends whether you have a working One Direction USB with a bit of a dinged face.
Yeah.
The final question, Tom.
Brad, are you sure that you've backed up your wife's schoolwork?
Oh, yeah. Look, mate, I'm not going to play with that game.
No.
Definitely have done it.
No,
and may I just say, as Quizmaster,
yeah,
I actually feel really bad now because I really want you to get this back, Tom, but okay, it's up to you. All the right. One Direction USB perfection detection game ends with this question.
Right.
If you get it wrong, Brad has been instructed to more or less beat the absolute out of this USB.
I also want to say that I'm going to give it back to Tom either way.
Good.
Take a little bit of pressure off.
Right. Okay.
Real traumatic experience there. That's good. Now, originally I was going to finish with this question.
Mm.
However, during the previous little chat we had on air, you mentioned that you knew the answer to this question.
Oh, no.
So I had to change it.
Oh, what?
The question was going to be, how many gigs is your One Direction USB? And you knew.
Oh,
it was 8 gigs.
It is an 8 gig.
We're not going with that question. The question is, Tom, when was the first USB invented?
I studied up on One Direction. You said nothing about USBs.
It's in the name, the One Direction USB perfection detection game.
So when was the first USB invented?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Play it out, mate. I want you to win.
All right.
I want you to win.
So we had floppy disks.
We had floppy disks for a long time.
Yeah, and they were the big plastic floppy, actually floppy ones. And then they went to like the A-drive ones, which were the smaller floppy disk, but less floppy floppy disk. Stop saying floppy, Tom.
In your mind, Tom. Okay. When is something that, you know,
we'll
I mean,
using them around 2000, I reckon, and then we were, oh, CDs. Were USBs and CDs at the same time? No, maybe they weren't. Okay.
Oh! Okay.
2004.
Well, I'll stop you right there because it was 1999.
No! Oh, no. It's... All the best, guys.
That was my heart you smashed. Too,
that was the medal.
Oh, my God.
That's never going. I'm not going to be able to.
As well.
I'm not going to be able to bend that back. So that was the wrench on the metal. So there's no way that USB is being plugged back into something.
No, but I said before, mate, I'm a man of my word. Return to sender. You can have it back.
Like some sort of psychopath. Here's the pieces of you.
I'm so sorry, Tom. I actually feel really bad.
I'm sad now.
I know. I'm really sorry. But you know what? Here, I brought you a very new One Direction US. No, I didn't. I really should have. Sorry.
Did you see my eyes light up in your hand under the desk there? I thought you were going to bring it out because you can't get them. They're only $5 online, but I have to pay postage now.
Oh, so you can actually get them. So yeah, what was the whole point of this?
Well, the photo's different. It's not as good a photo of the band.
Oh, my God, Brad. Tom and Logan. K-Rock.